Yeah, 3 is busy, and then I will pass them on, copy.
Thank you. necessarily undergo that strain, and then he would do it, you copy? You say you wanted to interview, with the rest of the helpers? Yeah, with any one of Rex's friends over. Iverson said that the patient could not do it and that he would take care of it. So she was going to talk to her medical superiors and then ask them for permission. Over.
Repeat that last initial.
She was going to check with her superiors and see if she could do that. She could travel to visit Dr. Iverson over here. Who wants to see Dr. Iverson live in South Iowa to come up and see Dr. Iverson about the thing? Roger, roger. Talk to him if he can't talk to the patient over. And all Iverson said was she had to seek permission from her higher up. So if you want, I can call her myself over. I'll suggest that again to Iverson, that maybe someone call her and ask her about the reception. You mean at the reception? Negative. Otherwise, not at the reception, but otherwise. He didn't say. I could suggest it. You say you did suggest it, but you did not suggest it. Negative. Roger, I didn't really know of anyone equipped, over. We think it would be best to take her come to the reception. That's awful, huh? Roger, roger. Standing by. Who's that? Talk to Dr. Salazar at the same time as the reception of it? Well, we can put him to the back table. Roger, Roger. He still wants to encourage some, Patricia's to, you know, to speak for themselves over. What? As I told you, he's not encouraging. He doesn't think that's the way he would have it. He would like the Patricia's to speak for herself over.
Okay. And did you explain to him that that was not cool and that, you know, that way it works?
Yes, I did. Roger, Roger, Roger. And he feels that maybe, well, as usual, we underestimate, I don't know, the same old response.
Well, Roger, would you like to introduce Patricia, who then
Oh, Roger, Roger, I'm sure that will happen, especially that's the way Patricia wants it over. But he can say a few things first before he introduces them. Roger, Roger, that's right. But as far as other questions, I think that he would have Patricia speak for herself over. Although he said that, you know, he would always help over. He said not to worry, he would take care of it.
Explain, Dr. Bedford, you copy? Explain that Dr. Bedford needs to be with Dr. Anderson when he talks about the sound bar. Hi, how are you, Dr. Artie?
Hi, who's at the mic tonight?
This is Julia tonight, Artie.
I don't believe I've ever spoken with you before. How are you doing? Okay, good evening and take care. W9LGL, we're walking clear with WB6MID4883.
W9LGL, we appreciate your help. Thank you again. WB6MID4883. It's just a tremendous speed of radio. Over. Roger, roger. This is WB6DVI in Houston with WB6MID, portable radar. Listen, Hugh Thomas, he was asking about Dr. Bedford. Could you clarify, over?
Dr. Iverson, all that William did for 30 years? all that William did for Edna all throughout the years.
Roger.
Paid for the birth of a grandchild. You copy?
Roger.
Roger. But don't invite until Dr. Ivan sees what kind of response he gets from that. Over.
Roger.
That's the Dr. Iverson, okay? Okay, that's a suggestion, or that's, that's the way we want it.
What?
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense not to just do everything at once, but take it a step at a time. See how you respond to, Dr. Iverson's calm comments, over.
Roger.
And of course, tell this person the strong people who have been here. Okay. Now, others, this is for other folks, other Tony's friends, you copy?
Roger.
See, one more thing that Dr. Iverson might say, do you copy?
Roger.
That another person in this gentleman's profession, this gentleman's specialty, do you copy? Well, they have stretched the stripes across, over.
Repeat the name.
Scratch that last that I just gave you. Scratch that last. Forget it.
Scratch.
Okay, that's the end for Dr. Iverson, but now we're moving on. Do you copy?
Roger.
Winston and others, like Tony's friends, should also, right, do you copy?
Roger.
And Brad Brewster would like to mention, do you copy?
And what?
Brewster should probably mention, do you copy?
Roger.
Another person in this gentleman's capacity, you copy?
Roger.
Very favorable and very fair, you copy?
Roger.
Let us know what Dale has to say, do you copy?
Yeah, I'm going to have to give you some more information on that Dale thing, over.
What about it?
Well, Dr. Kelly evidently calls Dale or Dale's associate, over.
WDCDI, do you copy?
Roger.
You say Dr. Kelly called Dale?
Roger.
Yes, Roger.
And one of Dale's associates, do you copy?
Roger.
Denied Tony's claim. Do you copy?
Roger, that what?
That we're based on that statement, over.
Denied the patient's condition, over.
Roger.
has taken no position on the merits, has taken no position on the merits of the case, over.
You mean the client, the Margaret, or William and his friends?
Roger, the latter, the friends, over.
I mean, the whole issue of quarantine.
You know that what he said was that he drafted that statement and used it as information to doctors who were inquiring about the case, over.
Yeah.
And Dr. Kelly restated it, he restated it, but he said that it was, in fact, a denial that it was a position. There was no position on the merits as claimed, over.
In other words, it's not an official thing, Roger. He says that there's nothing is official, Roger.
Well, it's a little bit stronger than that, over.
Could you?
Okay. Did you remember how Tony stated it at the very top, over?
Is it three?
Repeat.
Is it three?
Is it three? When Tony sent it out, do you copy?
Negative copy.
When Tony sent it out, do you copy?
Roger, Roger.
He said, Joseph refutes, the stuff said about the patient, over.
Roger, Roger.
Okay, in response to that, stand by. Dr. Hathaway, no. Stand by.
Are they saying that doesn't mean anything? The girls say that doesn't mean anything?
He said it was not a confirmation or denial as claimed. It was not a confirmation nor denial. It was not a position taken of stating the merits as claimed, over. Friends of Darius, over. friends of Bill?
Bill? Friends of Bill or friends of Darius?
Bill, over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that department has not confirmed nor denied allegations. Do you copy?
Roger.
Have taken no position on the merits of Tony and his friends over. And that the statement was drafted to be used with letters to doctors interested in the case, over.
Roger.
Okay, now that in itself wasn't so much, but Dr. Kelly did make quite a scene out of it, over.
Roger, I can imagine.
It's quite contradictory because it speaks for itself, over.
Roger, they're saying they send it out, and then they're saying that it's not a confirmation or a denial. It sounds ridiculous.
That's a Roger. I told Dr. Iverson about it, and he gave me no opinion. I think he'll have to see it for himself first, over.
Yeah, Roger.
Whether or not that could be used for the reception, over.
Roger.
So much for my background. Go ahead. Okay, got one more bit. the assessment is out of context. Over.
WB6DDI standing by in Houston with the WB6MID, Triple O.
Watch his P's and Q's because if he doesn't, then William was going to speak with this other person about his offer to link things up, Otis.
Okay. Well, would that person have been related to, stand by.
Who is the guy from down, a little bit further south, a little bit further south, although I don't think anyone mentioned his name. I don't think his name was mentioned. It was just the offer was mentioned, over.
Roger, Roger. Okay, he did, but the person that he wrote was the one who got the jump, not the others, over.
He never wrote the others? No one ever wrote the others?
No, he wrote that one, and they never did anything with it. So he concluded that that was all connected, and that was something that he felt pretty confident he could prove. Over.
I know that. I'm saying that at one time Louie wrote Mr. Liskin and wrote Mr. Riggs about it and told him about somebody on a nationally famous person, had offered. Surely Roy will remember.
Roger, Roger, that's true. I remember too.
Okay, well, that did change the tone, I believe, of Mr. Liskin or Mr. Riggs. I don't remember which, but it certainly did change the tone.
Okay.
Dr. Perry would like that.
Roger, Roger.
By the way, in writing Darrell, the copy.
Roger.
Some should say that they are suggesting that with the kind of ill treatment they are getting, you know, that with the kind of ill treatment that William's friends are getting, do you copy?
Roger.
They are suggesting, the writers are suggesting to their friends.
Roger.
To join Oscar's church.
To join Oscar's church.